dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood. Miss, no, it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than, less than. You're so mean,
so mean
when you talk,
when you talk
about yourself. You were wrong. Change the voices,
in your head.
Make them laugh.
Swallow the fear. The only thing I should be drinking is an ice cold beer. So cool in line, and we try, 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 but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Frank, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, there's a lady that I work with. And when I say work with, I don't mean work as in work for a living. I mean, I do ballroom dancing, and she's my dance instructor. Her name is Lori, and the thing that's special about her, well, first off, let me start off with, I do ballroom dancing from a wheelchair, and she's not in a wheelchair. Normally, it takes about three to six months for someone to get used to working with me, what I can and cannot do, the limitations that the chair imposes on the steps that you can do, and how to translate those steps into movements instead of steps. She picked right up on it. She was just, she's a super person, and I just want the world to know that she is a super person. She's one of those people that when she walks into a room, it lights up.
So how old are you?
Oh, me? I'm 37.
And when did you decide to take up ballroom dancing?
3 years ago.
Good for you.
Thank
now,
you.
Have you been able to help other people who are in a chair to learn, you know, to do this and have fun and be wild?
Well, I don't know about the be wild part, but my understanding from one of the other people, one of the other instructors, is that there is now a lady who is in a wheelchair. And when she saw my tape that person had, she thought that when she was injured, that ballroom dancing was something that was out of her grasp. And it did, my understanding is that it did help her realize that the chair doesn't really mean a whole lot.
And so you've inspired her.
Sure.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Go dance.
Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out.
Delilah Dilemma Tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Nick. He says, my girlfriend and I are having a little trouble. Two of our closest friends are getting married in September. And about a month ago, the groom asked me to be in his wedding party as a groomsman. When he asked me, I was honored and said yes right away without thinking about my girlfriend, who hasn't been asked to be in the wedding party and who was friends with the bride and groom before I even met them. I actually met the bride and groom through my girlfriend. The problem I'm having is that my girlfriend is upset with my decision and the bride and groom because they didn't ask her. I really don't know what to do. I've talked to the groom about it and let him know how she was feeling, and he just said he wanted me there because I'm one of his best friends. Delilah, please help. I need to fix this so no one is mad. Nick. I will share my thoughts about your little conundrum coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is two times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
100.1 KZST.
Yeah!
fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
In my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Nick. Nick was asked to be a groomsman in a wedding for his good friend. His girlfriend was not asked to be a bridesmaid, and she's mad about that. Here's the thing, Nick. It's not about your girlfriend. It's not about you. It's the bride and the groom's wedding. And they get to ask who they want to be in their bridal party. If you are closer to the groom than your girlfriend is to the bride, then it was entirely right for him to ask you to be a groomsman. There are no rules about if you choose one person, you have to choose their significant other to be in your wedding party. And unfortunately, girls usually have a whole lot more women they need to include in their wedding party because they're sisters or childhood friends from grade school or sister-in-laws. And so if she's already figured out who her bridal party is and your girlfriend is feeling left out, your girlfriend needs to get over it because it's not about her. When it's her time to get married, either to you or somebody else, then she gets to make the decisions about the big day. But this isn't her day. It's her friend's day. And instead of making her friend feel bad, she should be bending over backwards to make her feel good and to help her and to not put any stress on her or any expectations on her. That's not a loving thing to do. That's not a kind thing to do. That's a selfish thing to do.